Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive.
I'm not Matt.
What up, Matt?
Hi. I'm Matt.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold on the line with us this morning. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
So the pitcher's duel, we debate once in a while. If you're a real fan, right, they say you love a good pitcher's duel. I mean, I don't like when it doesn't come out our way, but boy, manager Pat Murphy said of the kid on the hill yesterday, was it Jesus Luzardo from Miami? He was dealing, and sometimes you got to tip your cap.
No doubt. Yeah, he was outstanding, and so was Freddie. I mean, huge credit to what he did yesterday. And you know, some days when the other guy has his great stuff, you just got to tip your hat and give the other guy a lot of credit. But it was a really good game and really well pitched by Freddie for sure.
So Matt, we have Joe Ross now going on the injured list. So it just seems, I don't want to say snake bitten, but Joe, just a string of bad luck when it comes to some of these injuries.
Yeah, who drank Joe Boo's rum? Jeez. I mean, not fair.
No, it's tough. Again, we've had a lot of guys. I mean, Tobias Myers coming in, is going to be a big help for us. He's pitched in some big games for us and done a really good job. He did a nice job out of the bullpen the other day. And so, look, we're going to have a number of guys have to step up, and that's just kind of been our MO all season. And huge credit to all the guys that have done just that for us.
Boston Red Sox coming up this weekend then. So we get a day off here on this 9-game roadie and then out to Boston. Are you traveling? I know a lot of people like to make this trip.
I am. Yeah, we got in last night around 2:30 in the morning. So if I'm a little foggy, I apologize. We got to the hotel around 2:30 in the morning. So, all good here. We'll have an off day here. Everyone will get a chance to reset and get rocking with the Red Sox.
Do you fanboy over Fenway like some of us do? A lot of people, when they go to Fenway for the first time, they just can't get enough of the place.
No, not at all. To be honest, no. I frankly, like the clubhouse is a little bit of a nightmare, and I think it's gotten better, but it's definitely the smallest in the major leagues, and not great. And so, having been a part of a lot of games here, I was in the American League East for a long time. It's not my favorite place to play for sure, but certainly a lot of history there, and it is a really cool place to visit. Absolutely.
You know, it occurs to me too, Matt. I mean, you've got so many young guys on the team. A lot of guys are seeing these ballparks for the first time. And I just put myself in their shoes as being a kid who aspires to be a major leaguer one day. And now you're in the show and you're walking in and playing at Fenway Park and these historic stadiums. It's got to be amazing for some of these kids.
It is. And you kind of forget about it sometimes because a lot of these guys, they've been in our organization a long time. We've known them a long time. Funny story, yesterday on the plane we were getting on and Bradley Blaylock came over and thanked me for being on the plane, and it was just like, wow, like this is his first big league, charter, he'd never done that before. And I thought that was really nice of him and thoughtful.
Do they call you Mr. Arnold?
Like you said, he's just really thoughtful kid, and I thought it was really cool, for him to say something like that. But again, to your point, it's a lot of these guys are doing this for the first time, and it really is a neat experience.
So Craig Counsell and the Cubs come to American Family Field next week. How does that go? Is there like a welcome back sign, or is it not even really addressed that this guy is there? Or does he walk into the home clubhouse just to like say hey to people or quote unquote accidentally?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure exactly what we're going to do. I mean, Craig's a dear friend, and obviously a lot of people care about him here a lot. So certainly a lot of emotions, I think, that come with this type of series beyond just the normal Cubs series. But, at the end of the day, we have a job to do, and that's our job is to win baseball games, and we're going to try to do just that.
Ooh, you know what? Oftentimes when someone comes back, they get a little Jumbotron shot. So they can tip their cap. Sometimes there's a video. I don't know.
I wouldn't bank on that. I don't know. I don't want to tell you how to do your job, Matt, but I don't know how that would go over.
That's not my department, buddy.
We got people for that.
I'll focus on other stuff here.
All right. Well, have a great trip in Boston. Appreciate the time this morning, Matt.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold with us on Thursdays on Brewers 360. They're not making a video.
Maybe.
I do hope they put them up there.
Oh, they definitely will. They'll definitely put them up there.
Yeah.
Maybe a little a touch of snark.
Yeah, I hope so.
We got a good group a up something. There in that little area. They do well at MFIN.
I mean, I'm not saying you got to egg the bus, but we ought to give them the business a little bit here, okay?
Show them the business?
I haven't had a muffin yet, Matt.